Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In video games, a lot of the time, the main characters become an extension of the player. It can also mean that the hero always has to save the day, cause not every game falls into this bracket, and sometimes a story ends with the protagonist and the player falling short of their goal. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game heroes who completely failed at their quest. Number 8, Marcus Fenix, Gears of War. The plot of the original Gears of War isn't all that complex. You play as Marcus Fenix, the big, beefy, mad lad in charge of Delta Squad, who is assigned to map the underground tunnels a bunch of monsters use as their base and then explode it all to hell with a light mass bomb. Once you do, you're told that you've helped destroy most of the enemy population and save the day, even if there is a sequel hook regarding a locust queen that you totally did not kill, and for the most part, jobs are good. However, then Gears of War 2 rolls around and it's revealed that your actions essentially amounted to little more than jack tits. Now, to your credit, the explosion did manage to destroy the Krill, those pesky critters that made the nighttime so dangerous in the original game, but it barely touched the Locust, who easily regrouped after a few months of being in disarray. Even worse though, the bomb awakened the Riftworm, a massive beast which immediately got out of bed and started sinking entire human cities. So, in a way, after detonating the bomb, Marcus is actually kind of responsible for way more countless deaths. Number 7, Nathan Drake, Uncharted 4. Nathan Drake in Uncharted 4 spends pretty much the entire runtime disappointing everyone he loves, and I have never related to anyone more. After failing to adapt to sweet domesticity, the retired adventurer doesn't take too much convincing to hang up his washing up gloves and whack a pistol on his hip and go searching for lost pirate treasure. Yeah, his presumed dead brother turning up and asking for help ultimately pulled Drake back out of retirement, but it's made clear that he was actively waiting for a kick just like that to inject some excitement back into his life. So, he lies to his wife and takes off, fully caught up in the drama that comes with living up to his own legend and not really caring about his own safety or the life that he's left at home. However, though Drake's journey to find this pirate treasure is the quest he thinks he's on, it's actually more of an internal quest of maturity and self-realization. In that sense, his failure to secure any of the gold in the end and almost die in a sinking ship meant that he sucked at achieving the former but actually did succeed in the latter. And normally we'd chalk this one up to a draw, I mean considering that the real pirate treasure were the friends he made along the way the whole time, but this entry also includes the previous times Drake failed to nab the prize at the end of his journey as well, which adds up to more fails than it does wins. Number 6, Raiden, Metal Gear Solid 2. Both the player and Raiden are taken for a ride in Metal Gear Solid 2. Your mission to stop a bunch of terrorists who are holding the President of the United States to ransom turns out to be a complete lie. Likewise, almost every piece of information you're fed, for instance that the plant they're in could poison the Manhattan Harbor for decades if it sinks, is just total fabrication to get Raiden to do as they're told. Consequently, everyone else you come into contact with, the real heroes like Solid Snake, treat you like a big dumb idiot who's completely out of their depth. As a result, every goal you try to complete is either thwarted or orchestrated by someone else. You disarm Fat Man's bombs, but they were merely a decoy and part of the plant sinks anyway. You rescue EE, but she's killed by Vamp. You break into Arsenal gear, but only because Snake tricks you and leaves you to be tortured. And all of that is just the beginning. Even when you defeat the villain at the end via a swanky sword fight, it's not exactly a victory. Bad guys got away and the quest Raiden finishes resembles nothing of the one he actually started on. Number 5, The Deputy, Far Cry 5. As the nameless deputy in Far Cry 5, you're tasked to take down cult leader Joseph Seed. Arming his followers to the teeth with automatic weapons, the religious nut is apparently getting his people ready for the collapse, some kind of doomsday prophecy set to destroy the world and ascend him and his followers to the afterlife. Obviously, this all seems like a major manipulation tactic, and Seed is less of a prophet and more of a dictatorial egomaniac with far too many drugs on hand. So you spend the runtime dismantling his military might until you finally get a face off with him. However, as soon as the job seems done and you have Seed in handcuffs, a nuclear explosion detonates behind him, and you're forced to outrun the blast with Seed in tow. Unfortunately for you, it seems in a way that he was right all along. The end of the world is here, and the game ends with him free from his shackles, with the deputy as his prisoner in an underground bunker. And all of this is the good ending, might I add. There are other endings, but this is considered the good one, where everyone dies, total annihilation, so well done, I guess. Number 4, Ellis, Blair Witch. Okay, so there is technically a way to finish Blair Witch while still getting a good ending, and here the player character Ellis does kind of achieve what he set out to do. However, even then, there's a good chance that most players simply won't experience this quote-unquote good ending the first time around. That's because the adaptation tricks players into pursuing the bad ending first and foremost, under the guise of the titular witch manipulating Ellis and the player into doing her bidding. Nothing makes sense in the world of the Blair Witch, and the player's own distrust of what they're seeing is actually used against them. For instance, all the way through, you're encouraged to smash creepy idols that scare off your dog. But the finale reveals that doing this actually gave the witch more power and influence over you. This, combined with a few other manipulated choices, results in you completely undermining your own quest, messing it up before you even really knew what it was. You thought you were fighting against her, but really, she had you wrapped around her tiny witchy finger. And this ending sees you become a murderous pawn for other unsuspecting people stumbling into the woods. Number 3, The Prince, Prince of Persia. On the surface, the story of Prince of Persia, the cel-shaded version, looks pretty simple. You, as the titular prince, are tasked with taking down Ahriman, an evil being who wants to snuff out the light in the world and bring about the Age of Darkness, ruled by him and his fellow corrupted beings. Naturally, you're the good guy and you're not going to let this happen. And the prince, who's not really a prince, teams up with Princess Elika, who is really a princess, to take Ahriman and his forces down by using the Tree of Life. So far, so simple. Well, as far as end of the world fantasy plots go, but things get a bit hairy when Elika is mortally wounded. The only way to save her is to destroy the Tree of Life, and therefore eliminate any possibility of Ahriman being beaten. So, faced with this decision and being the true hero that he is, the prince just completely says stuff into the world at large and saves the woman he fancies. The interesting thing about this entry compared to the others is that the character actually chooses to fail his quest in this moment. A fascinating decision, which was tragically undone in the game's DLC. Number 2, Cole Phelps, L.A. Noire. Cole Phelps is one of the few video game characters who actually keeps secrets from the player. Though you can control him during investigations, you can't stop him from having an affair behind your back or calling a suspected child molester for the crime of having size 9 shoes. This lack of control the player has over Cole also serves to reflect the lack of control Cole has over his own cases. While he's undoubtedly a pretty good detective, as is the genre aware, he's tied up by red tape, politics, and corruption at every step. The man he's fingered for a crime might not have 100% done it, but in their mind, the station has their man, and the people in power are happy that the attention is diverted away from them, so it's taken off his hands and he's labeled a hero. Of course, this doesn't sit well with the morally good policeman, and he attempts to bring down the shady puppet masters pulling the strings in the city and prove that nobody is bigger than the law. This, though, only gets him disgraced and sent to the dead-end arson desk where he can't cause any trouble. However, with the help of former soldier Jack Kelso, he uncovers a conspiracy plot to defraud the US government and then drowns in a sewer. Now, some of the men behind the conspiracy do end up facing jail time thanks to Kelso, but the wider ramifications of corruption both in the city and in law enforcement continue as normal, with mortal enemy Roy Earl even giving a feigned emotional speech at Cole's funeral. In the end, he was just one man, and one man can't solve all of LA's problems, not even a man like Phelps. Number 1, Arthur Morgan, Red Dead Redemption 2. For my money, Arthur Morgan is one of the best characters of the last generation. His journey from being an outlaw to a kinda outlaw who's dead was riveting, as Arthur became accountable for his own actions and, in his final days, attempted to atone for them by freeing fellow gang members John Marston, Abigail Marston, and their son Jack from succumbing to the same kind of outdated Wild West lifestyle that doomed him. And in the end, it looks like he's achieved just that. Arthur dies and the rest of the gang scatters, but he gets John and his family to safety first. Everything looks hopeful, and as far as he knows, his final goal has been completed. The only problem is that we know that the original Red Dead Redemption exists. In that game, we know that no matter how hard he tries, John is always doomed to pay for his past sins. Brought back into the fold to hunt down his former friends, he's eventually killed in front of his family while Jack takes up pistols a few years later. Arthur might have succeeded and bought them a few good years, which admittedly is more than most people in this world get, but it was only ever a temporary victory.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.